Well, this week in chapel, our theme is actually centered around the church, the local church, and your relationship as a student while you're here at BJU to the local churches in the greater Greenville area. As we begin this morning, I just want to set up what I'm going to do this morning is really speak more practically about Bob Jones University, how we relate to churches and what's your responsibility. But I do want to set up, because this will be taught tomorrow and on Wednesday. Tomorrow, Dr. Benson is going to talk about New Testament principles of biblical worship. So he's going to talk through the Bible and explain how we're to worship. And then, of course, that's a part of helping you make decisions in your church choices. And then on Wednesday, Dr. Sam Horn is going to come, and he's a pastor now, and will be preaching on the church. But I want to establish the reality that God's work in the world today, as we understand the New Testament, God's work in the world today is the work of the church. And that is this: Jesus Christ came into the world to die on a cross to establish a church. Those who are called out from every tribe, tongue, nation, peoples group, and they are brought into a body of believers where Christ is the head. We are the church. The Great Commission is to go into all the world and actually establish churches. Because when you look at Matthew 28, and he says to go and teach all nations, make disciples, baptizing them, baptism is an ordinance of the church. So the Great Commission is actually the establishment of local churches through the work of evangelizing, baptizing, and teaching. So, Jesus died for the church. The Great Commission is to go out into the world and establish churches. Jesus said the gates of hell will not prevail against His church. A church is marching forward with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when we read the New Testament outside of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the book of the Revelation, and actually you could say the book of the Revelation because it was written to seven churches, everything's about the church. The book of Acts is about the establishment of the church. When you look at Paul's letters, they were all written to churches: Romans, Corinthians, Philippians, Colossians, Ephesians. Paul's letters to Timothy and Titus were about church order. Peter wrote to the believers in the churches. John was writing to churches. So for a person to not be rightly related as a believer to the church, then they're really not in a right relationship overall to what God's purpose and plan is in the world. So because of that, being a Christian university, we want to make sure that we are really rightly related to churches and that we are teaching that here and guiding you as a student. So let me begin this morning with three practical takeaways I want you to take away from chapel today. We'll start with these three, and we will end with these three, and then explanation in the middle. The first practical takeaway here as a student is that weekly church attendance is required for all students at Bob Jones University. Weekly church attendance is required for all students at Bob Jones University. Or let me put it really plain. You can't be a student at Bob Jones and not go to church. You say, well, I want a Christian education, but I don't want to go to church. My response to you is fine. You need to transfer as soon as possible. Because you cannot be a student and not here as a Christian university and not go to church. Otherwise, we are being negligent in our responsibility in instruction. So weekly attendance is a requirement. Number two, church choice is the responsibility of each individual student. We'll talk more about this in a moment, but this is not something we will do for you. You have to make your own choice. And we also want to encourage you to be in alignment with your parents. Because when you came to Bob Jones University, most of you came from Christian families with churches that you attended. We want you to be aligned with them in your decision. And then number three, the third takeaway is that we will hold you accountable weekly while you're a student for your church attendance. If I could say it this way and just to put it out there, this is what we're going to be strict about. We're going to be really strict about your attending the local church here in the greater Greenville area on a weekly basis. That is a part of your experience as a student here at Bob Jones University. So those are the three practical takeaways. I'll conclude with those this morning. So let me take some big picture views today and talk about, first of all, Bob Jones University's mission, our mission as a university, and our relationship to the church. Secondly, we're going to talk about the relationship to local churches in Greenville. And then we're finally going to finish up and talk about our relationship to your family and the background that you come from. So let me first of all talk about BJU's mission and the church. The primary intention and focus and emphasis of this school is that we are providing for you as a university a Christian liberal arts higher education, and we're trying to do it at the highest quality. So we have to be really clear that Bob Jones University is an educational institution. So let me contrast that. Bob Jones University is not a local church. This is not Bob Jones Bible Church. And we have services here on the weekend, and I'm the pastor. We don't have that. We are an educational institution, and we are different from the church because a church has a different mission. What's the mission of the church? The church's responsibility is to fulfill the Great Commission by going into all the world and making disciples, establishing local churches through evangelism, baptism, and teaching. They gather together on a weekly basis for the preaching of the word and for the fulfillment of the ordinances of the church, which includes both baptism and the Lord's Supper. A church has its own governance with a pastor and deacons and elders. So local churches are their own separate institution. Bob Jones' mission is different. We don't plant churches here. We don't ordain pastors. We don't direct or control any local church in Greenville. Bob Jones University is not and will not be a replacement or a substitute for the worship and the ministry of the local church. We are an educational institution, and therefore, as a believer, you need to be a part of a local church. Now, let me say this. However, as a Christian university, we obviously do and we will support local churches. We are, if I could say it this way, a supplemental ministry to the church for a certain age group. Our niche is primarily people 18 to 25 years old who are getting a higher educational degree with a biblical worldview. So we see ourselves as a supplement or an auxiliary ministry for the purpose of educating, inspiring, and equipping Christian young people to serve the church and to impact the world for Jesus Christ. Therefore, faithful church attendance is a vital part of your educational experience. Furthermore, I want you to know that we support churches that are clearly aligned with historic biblical Christianity. We call that Orthodox Christianity. And this is expressed in what we would call evangelical, that's Bible-believing, Protestant doctrine. And when we talk about Protestant doctrine, we're talking, and there are differences among groups like Baptist and Methodist and Presbyterian, but we're talking about historic Orthodox Christianity. And these doctrines are clearly stated within the BJU Creed. So what you said this morning in the affirmation of the Creed is what we mean by historic evangelical Protestant doctrine. Now, regarding church affiliation, Bob Jones University is decidedly non-denominational. Now, here's what we mean by that. We're not like a non-denominational church, like a community church. It simply means this, that we are not affiliated with or a member of any one specific church or any church denomination or any church association or any church fellowship. So, for example, most of you come from a church that has some form of a denomination, a Baptist church, a Bible church, a Presbyterian church, whatever, or community church. Many of you come from churches that are involved in various fellowships or various groups. So maybe you attend a Baptist church that is a member of the General Association of Regular Baptists. We call that the GARB. I kind of laughed at the first time I heard it. I thought, well, what about the Association of Irregular Baptists? But that's what goes through your mind. But it's an association, a membership. States have memberships and associations. Bob Jones University is not a member of any of these particular associations. And let me also say this. In addition, Bob Jones University has been identified with a historical movement of Christianity in the United States. And that historical movement has been called historic fundamentalism. Fundamentalism was basically established in the 1920s or so, when there were in the mainline denominations in the universe in the United States, there was the rise of liberalism that came from German modernism and the teaching of liberal theology overseas, and it created this huge division within the churches back in the 20s. And Bob Jones University started in 1927. Was a part of the historic group of people that stood on the inspiration and the authority of the Bible. And when we talk about fundamentalism, we're talking about a movement that is committed to two key things. Number one, the confession and the propagation of historic biblical doctrines essential to the Christian faith. And secondly, it insists on standing against and separating from all forms of false teaching, apostasy, and ungodliness. So it stands for, you could say it this way, and it stands against. So when you read the charter of BJU or the creed of Bob Jones University, what you're reading is the beliefs of historic, fundamental Bible-believing Christians. So Bob Jones University requires that all board members, all faculty, and all staff members affirm to the truths that we have here at the university every year. We do not cooperate with any church or any ministry that denies the creed or who partners with those who deny the creed. In other words, we take a stand on the Bible. So let me summarize it this way. Bob Jones University is a Christian liberal arts educational institution that supports Bible-believing churches. Okay? And I think that's pretty clear, and I'm sure you understand that. So let me say the second thing, and that is I want to talk about BJU's relationship to local churches in Greenville. Because we live in a real city and we have real relationships with real people. Let me first of all say that we recognize the full authority of the independent local church. That is this, there's a university and there's a church, and they're not the same. And the church has its own established authority, or what we call governance. We call that church polity. So churches have deacons and pastors, or they have, some cases, they may have elders and they have deacons. So there's going to be a difference. And Bob Jones recognizes the local church as an institution ordained of God under the lordship of the chief shepherd, Jesus Christ. So within the context of the greater Greenville community, I just want you folks to know that there are lots of churches here. As we say in the South, we got a church on every corner. There's the Bible Belt, and Bob Jones or Greenville's been called the buckle of the Bible Belt. So we have scores and scores and scores of Bible-believing churches. Now, some of you come from parts of the United States of America that barely have any churches, but not so in Greenville. And I want you to know that Bob Jones University has no control over any one local church. And I also want you to know that we do not promote or recommend any one church over another. Because churches differ in doctrine, polity, and practices, BJU puts a disclaimer on all churches and religious denominations. When we say disclaimer, it simply means this, that we are not responsible for what that particular congregation is doing. We do, however, strive to have a healthy relationship with all churches who preach and love the truth. Now, for you as a student, Everyone has to pray and seek the Lord about their church affiliation, and you need to do it within a guiding framework of biblical principle. That's really what wisdom is. What is wisdom? Wisdom is seeking to make a decision within the framework of biblical principles and seeking the direction of the Lord and what He wants you to do. Now, for example, there are lots of churches in Greenville you can go to, but you need to go to one. So where are you going to go? Well, you need to pray. You need to ask the Lord, does this church align with biblical truth? Well, if it does, then you need to pray about what the Lord would have you to do. Many of you come from very small churches, and it may be you're more comfortable in a smaller church. It may be that you have a desire to be a part of this ministry here, or churches have unique ministries in the greater Greenville area, reaching a lot of different people. So you can be involved in those ministries. So I want that to be very, very clear. Now, since the spiritual life of the student body is significantly influenced by the churches they attend while they're students, and since most of our students are making personal choices about where to attend church for the first time in your life. So those of you that are freshmen, you've grown up going to church, many of you, this is the first time in your life you're having to make a decision. We understand that. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to teach you principles of New Testament worship. I've already said it. I'm going to say it again. In order for you as a student to make a scripturally informed and spirit-wise, spirit-led decision. So don't make your decision about a church choice as something that you give no thought to. There's no place for that as a believer, especially church. Lord, where do you want me to go? Now, by recommending churches with a biblical philosophy of ministry, we include the following elements, and Dr. Benson is going to expand on these tomorrow, but let me just throw them out to you very quickly. First of all, a commitment to the inerrancy and authority of Scripture and a sound, orthodox interpretation of its contents. Number two, a commitment to biblical preaching that primarily focuses on the exposition, the teaching of God's Word. Number three, an emphasis on sanctification, that's holy living, that follows the ethics of the Scripture and is antithetical to the current corrupt culture of the world. In other words, we get saved, we're taken out of the world, we're put into Christ, we're in the world, but we're not to be of the world. Then number four, a commitment to intentional reverent worship. So as we come into the house of God, we want to worship the Lord. Number five, a commitment to evangelism and discipleship, both locally and globally. That is, the church wants to fulfill the Great Commission. And then number six, a commitment to the practice of church discipline. And that is a part of the New Testament principles and teaching that we have to be living in accordance to the Word of God. So, these are the things we're going to teach. Now, in order to aid our students in decision making, and understand this, everybody that goes to school here is not from Greenville. You didn't grow up here. We got people from all over the world. You come to Greenville, South Carolina, not primarily to attend one particular church, though you may do that, but you come here to get an education. We understand that. So in order to aid our students in decision making, we have established what we call a recommended partner list of churches. And that is, these are churches that we know that have a biblical philosophy of worship. They are familiar with Bob Jones University and where many, many, if not most, of our current faculty, staff, and students attend. Now, let me say a few words about this list. First of all, it's a recommended list. It's not a restricted list. It's impossible. It's virtually impossible for us to know all the churches in Greenville. So the list is not exhaustive, and the list is not exclusive. There are churches that people attend that may not be on that list. BJU does not have the capacity to know, evaluate, and recommend every church in the area. We can't do that. We don't have a team of people who are employed to go about evaluating all the churches. If we did, it would require a team of full-time church evaluators. We don't have that. BJU does not desire to sit in judgment on other believers or individual churches over these matters. It is the responsibility of all believers to seek to apply biblical principles considering their accountability to the Lord. However, to fulfill our mission in the development of the spiritual life of our students and also to protect the environment of Bob Jones University from various movements that could hurt or damage the spiritual atmosphere and theological integrity of the university, BJU recommends partner churches that are in essential agreement with these positions. Now, I do want you to know that we reserve the right to restrict student attendance to local churches if we feel necessary, if it has to. It's very rare, but it would be based on either the church's doctrinal position, their ministry philosophy, their worship practice, their public testimony, or their current leadership. So that's Bob Jones University's relationship to local churches in the greater Greenville area. Then finally, the last thing I want to say is this, and that is just to say a few words about BJU's relationship to students, their families, and church choices. First of all, let me say, it has been the history of the school to be committed to supporting the desires of Christian families regarding the kind of churches their students attend. In other words, what we want to do is to align the best that we can with your family. So we don't ask students to change their denominational affiliation when they become a student at Bob Jones. And let me say this, we're not responsible for your denominational choice. So if you come here a Presbyterian and you leave a Baptist, that's your business. That ain't my business. Okay? You better talk to your daddy and mama, but don't become talking to me. You understand what I'm saying? Have I made myself clear? Okay? You're big people. You got to put on big boy pants. How can I say the next? I better not say the next one. You need to put on your pants and make your decisions, all right? It's what you have to do. But we want to align and support parents. We do expect students to discuss their church choices with their parents. And I want you to know that day students here have to attend the church under their parents' direction. So you're living at home. Also, I want you to know that all freshmen are required to have their parents' approval of church choice by Thanksgiving break. We only do this for freshmen because you're coming in making that decision. All upperclassmen do not need their parents' permission unless you make a church change and that church is not on the recommended partners list. And all we ask is that you notify your parents so there's an alignment with you and your parents. Not so much us in the school, but you primarily and your parents. So here's the conclusion that I want to finish with this morning. We'll be done. These principles and policies we established, they're not perfect. For example, when we require that you go to church, we know that you leave campus and we can't control churches. We don't want to do that. And so in one way, we're just trying to help you understand at this age in your life, you have to be responsible for your choices and decisions. But we do want to make sure that we do our part in the educational process. So number one, first of all, as we conclude, weekly church attendance is required for all students at Bob Jones University. We do require that, and we hold you accountable for that. Number two, church choice is the responsibility of each individual student. Obviously, we will not do that for you, and that you need to strive to make sure you're in alignment with your parents. And then number three, BJU will hold you accountable weekly while you're a student for your church attendance. And so we have, of course, a method of doing that here at the school. My hope is this, once we set this up, that you have a wonderful experience here in Greenville at your church. When I came here as a student, I attended a local church here the 2 years that I was here in grad school. And I'll say this, one of my greatest experiences as a student here was actually my church experience. I was involved in the church. We did evangelistic work. I was involved in the youth group. We did outreaches to public high schools. I had a great relationship with my pastor. I ended up getting a job as a youth pastor under the recommendation of the pastor of the local church that I attended. So get involved in the church, be a part of the church, be a part of the choir, be a part of the Sunday school, be a part of the outreach, be a part of the college group, make a difference, And I hope this will be a great, great year for you as you serve the Lord through local churches. Let's pray together. Father, thank you so much that you have given to us the church and that we are a part of that body through faith in Jesus Christ. I pray for each student that they'll have a great, wonderful relationship with their church that they serve here in Greenville, and that they'll go in and get a part, be a part of it and serve in it and do it with joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day.